Okay, I'll call this meeting of the House Finance Committee to order. Let the record reflect that the time is 9:09 a.m. on Monday, May 12th, 2025. And present, we've got Representative Allard, Representative Hannon, Representative Co-Chair Shragi, Representative Co-Chair Josephson, Representative Galvin, Representative Stapp, myself, Co-Chair Foster. And if we could mute our cell phones. This morning, we have two bills before us. That's House Bill 34, Alaska Innovation Council, and House Bill 30, Office of Entrepreneurship. Also have Representative Tomaszewski with us. And we'll just take a brief recap of both bills. We'll take public testimony, take questions, and then I believe there should be an amendment deadline setting in here, which there is. So we've got an hour. We've got a hard stop at 10 o'clock. So with that, Representative Holland, if you'd like to come up with your staff, Mr. Cameron Ebersold, and put yourself on the table, and if you could just give us a brief recap of the bill, and then we'll go into public testimony.
Good morning to the Finance Committee. I'm Kai Holland. I'm the House District 9 representative, and appreciate the time to come back before you with the two bills. The two bills are both efforts to begin and grow a conversation and efforts around diversifying our economy, supporting emerging sectors, and in a simple way, from my standpoint, take the vision, the plans, and the actions that are articulated in the state's Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy and other important reports that have come out in the last couple of years, such as the Energy Task Force, the Seafood Report, the Mariculture Reports, and provide a structure by which we can develop the strategies and support the plans that those different efforts suggest, as well as supporting the ecosystem we already have. House Bill 30, to begin with, the Office of Entrepreneurship is generally modeled after an effort in many other states to recognize the role of the state government in being able to foster and support the efforts of startup organizations, and to be able to understand the impact of state legislation and policies and being able to create opportunities for startups. It also provides a structure by which the state is asked to put a small portion, about 5% of its economic development investments, specifically targeted into supporting startups. And the bill, as originally presented to you, also includes an impact study to be done to assess to the degree to which startups, that is businesses less than 5 years old, are getting access to state business contracts and opportunities. And there's some changes that I'd like to make to the bill based upon the feedback and the questions, including probably eliminating that report and the fiscal note that came with it. But the overall intent of bringing in this focus to the state's activities in DCCED is important. I would note in wrapping up on this first bill that the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, if you go back 10 years ago, had about $2 million and a number of staff, as you heard in a prior hearing when we had testimony from them on this, that have all been moved, reassignment, are no longer there. The current economic development line item allocation in the budget this year and last year is exactly $0. $0 is what we are currently investing in our economic development in terms of supporting these emerging sectors. This bill is part of trying to return back to providing some modest support. And while it does carry a fiscal note for a couple people to do that work, I'd note that those positions still exist. They're just unfilled. The key positions were transferred over to the Office of Governor. They are empty. And while the fiscal note is one that I will stand behind and insist that we must begin investing in our future and the job opportunities that come from startups, I would also note that there are positions, there is funding sitting there. I'm asking us to re-engage in creating that future economy that will keep Alaskans here, give our families a reason to stay, and give our kids in school a reason to be excited about the future that they have in Alaska. So with that, I'll pause on 30, and Chair, follow your direction on questions or any discussion before we go to the next bill. I would also note we may have Ms. Jacqueline Summers on the line, who's available if we have questions from an ecosystem perspective. We didn't ask her to necessarily do any testimony or anything, but she was been involved in some of the prior hearings and has done a lot of work in the ecosystem as a resource for us if needed. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We're going to go to public testimony. I do see the two hands that came up, and we'll come back to that after public testimony. So I'm going to open public testimony on HB 34.
And sorry, Chair. Excuse me. Just a point of clarification. Uh-huh. I've begun talking about HB 30.
Mm-hmm. Oops, sorry.
And HB you just 30, announced correct. 34. So if you could clarify that for the record and what you'd like to have, it may avoid some confusion later. Thank you. Sorry for the interruption.
Yep. Let's see here. Looks like my script is backwards, but correct. Yes, HB 30. Representative Ellard,
Thank you, Co-Chair. I have to step out. I have a meeting, but I just didn't want anybody feeling I was being rude, and I'll be back as soon as that meeting's over.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so let me make sure I've got this straight here. Okay, so if folks would like to submit written testimony on HB 30, they can do so by emailing us at house.finance@akleg.gov. And is there anyone in the room who would like to testify? Seeing none. Is there anyone besides Ms. Jacqueline Summers online? No? Okay. I just wanted to maybe extend the offer to Ms. Jacqueline Summers if you had anything that you wanted to add under public testimony or your happy to allow that, and if not, we can just go to you for questions when we are done with public testimony. Ms. Jacqueline Summers, if you could put yourself on the record.
Thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity to speak to you all about the importance of entrepreneurship in Alaska. As Kai Holland has just stated, I've been doing a series of informal interviews in our ecosystem, and what I've really found is this sector is really important for our development of ideas and solving problems, but they need support. They often accidentally become entrepreneurs, and there's a lot of mistakes that can, you know, cause them to not be successful, and so things like the HB 30 and 34 are really important to help support them as they move forward and try to be successful. So I really strongly support both of these bills and appreciate the opportunity to be here today. I'll stand by for questions later if I'm needed. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much, Ms. Summers. With that, I don't see any other testimony, so I'm going to close public testimony on HB 30. And again, if folks would like to submit a written testimony, they can do so by emailing us at house.finance@akleg.gov. So we'll go to questions now, and we've got Representative Josephson and Representative Galvin. Representative Josephson.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Holland, good morning. So if you were amending your bill, would you strike, you'd leave everything as is, but strike the annual report on page 4? Is that what you said?
Representative Holland.
Yes, sir. Through the chair to Representative Josephson, I think it may help. I'm just referencing the draft that we have of the amendment. But I think it would be easiest if I let staff, Cameron Ebersole, clarify that, because I believe the answer is pretty simple. But let me have him answer that, if you don't mind.
Sure. Mr. Ebersole, if you can put yourself on the record.
Yeah. Cameron Eversold, for the record, through the chair to Representative Josephson. There's actually two reports that are contained within this bill. One of them is a procurement report done by the Department of Administration, and that procurement report would be modified by the bill as it currently exists to have them identify whether businesses less than 5 years old in the state of Alaska are receiving procurement contracts. And that the possible amendment that Representative Holland is speaking about would eliminate that change, as that change would come with an impact study of $500,000 in the fiscal note from the Department of Administration. The second report detailing how legislation impacts new businesses is not something we are hoping to change.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Also wanted to note earlier we had also Representative Bynum join us as well. And next I've got Representative Galvin and staff. Representative Galvin.
Thank you, Co-Chair Foster. And actually, Representative Josephson asked the question that I was going to ask, but I will comment, if I may, about this the concept. I wanted to voice my support for the concept that we must think of ways where we can engender new types of revenue, period. And I see this as what I'm hearing from other states. What they've done is they've invested in order to make more money. And this is that concept that we think about, whether it's like technology, manufacturing, energy, whatever it is. And I think that we have a history of this where we did very well. In fact, in, over the next few years, we're going to be spending, as a state, billions of dollars in the sense that we will have less revenue from our oil and gas because we are allowing for investment in more. And that is so important for us to, I think, get our heads wrapped around. We are going to have a, as we've heard from our from Alexei Painter, Mr. Painter has shared that over the next 3 or 4 years, we will see a dip in revenue from oil and gas because we are investing in them growing. And I think that's important for us to keep in mind as we think about how will we diversify our revenue, and I'm not sure how we will do that without thinking about innovative ways. So I appreciate this concept. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Stapp.
Thank you, Mr. Kocher. I was just going to suggest that if the sponsor wants to make an amendment to his bill, maybe he just asks the Finance Committee to have a CS moved regarding the bill. That's all.
And certainly something we can look at. Sounds like it'd be a fairly easy incorporation. So, and then that way, the next time came for us, we would have a clean version. Do we have any further questions, comments? Okay, seeing none. Let's see, Representative Holland. Before we move to the next bill, any other comments on this?
Great. Thank you for the discussion. And just note that there were some questions at the last hearing. There was a document that I think was made available to you this morning that provided some answers to those. So I hope that that has addressed those questions that were there.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Well, with that, we'll go ahead and set an amendment deadline for HB 30, Office of Entrepreneurship, for Thursday, May 15th at 5 p.m. And I think in all likelihood, we'll probably just get a CS put together. So so with that, we will move over to the next bill. Representative Stapp. Refugees.
Did I hear you
Okay, House Finance back on record, 9:24 a.m. In all likelihood, we probably won't do a CS. We'll just incorporate the amendment that was proposed via the amendment and not the CS. So with that, Representative Josephson, go ahead.
Yes. Through the chair, Representative Holland, I required of myself to look at repealers. And I'm just curious about, there's always an answer for this, but you're repealing in Section 4, subsections A4, A5, A6, and I go to the 2024 version, and there is no such subsections. Those are the ones you're adding on page 2. I'm just, we could do this offline as well. I'm just curious about those repealers.
Do you recall the nature of those in Section 4?
Just lost it.
Yeah, I'm looking for it.
Maybe we'll, oh, good, Mr. Ebersold. We could take brief fees if you need it to. Sorry?
Would you repeat the question?
Representative Josephson?
Yes. At page 4, you're repealing some law, and I'm looking at the 2024 version of the statutes, and I don't see the laws you're repealing. I see the additions of those subsections at page 2. Oh. I bet I'm missing something. I just don't.
Yeah, through the chair. Ebersold? Cameron Eversold, through the chair, staff to Representative Holland. Those sections are actually added by this bill. The Labor and Commerce Committee had introduced an amendment and adopted an amendment that sunset this program after 5 years. And so all of these sections that are being repealed in Section 4 are the sections being added in Section 3 that establishes the Office of Entrepreneurship.
Oh, I see. Section 5 explains it. The repealer. Got it. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, before I move on to the next bill, Representative Holland, anything else on this one before I move on?
I'm fine. Thank you for the opportunity.
Great. Okay. Okay, so next we're going to move over to House Bill 34, and that is the Office of Innovation, Alaska Innovation Council, I mean. And Representative Holland, if you could give us a brief recap of that bill as well, and then we'll go to public testimony on that. So Representative Holland.
Great. Thank you, Chair. Again, Kai Holland, House District 9 representative. The House Bill 34, I would characterize as a macroeconomic bill compared to 30 that we were just talking about, which to me is the microeconomic one. 30 is really focused in on the success of individual firms and their ability to access resources and to be able to grow and expand their businesses and their impact in Alaska. 34 is the macroeconomic one. That's the balcony view that is bringing together and convening through the Innovation Council key leadership across the state and its economic engines, including the university, the state of Alaska, entrepreneurs, industry leaders, those that have and are providing risk capital into the ecosystem, and bringing them together to look at what are the strategic opportunities for Alaska, where are the differentiated, unique opportunities Alaska has to grow, and what are the policies and the programs that need to be supported in order to create success in diversifying our economy and supporting the growth of those emerging sectors. And that's where we can take the initiatives that have been identified but not necessarily operationalized for growth in energy technology, for example, for the mariculture work that's going on, for the logistics, the unmanned aerial vehicles. Many of the areas that we look at and realize that this is the future of our economy, the future of our state in developing these businesses and supporting their growth and the impact that they had. I go back to the comment I think I made in one of the earlier hearings, noting that we've found that if you look across 10 years, 89% of our net new job creation has come from businesses less than 5 years old. We need to create those jobs. We need to create those jobs in the emerging areas where Alaska has a unique global opportunity. Those are the jobs that our young people are looking for. Those are the jobs that will be our future. That is not to say that the jobs of our legacy economic engines and oil and gas and mining resource development are going away. They're not. That portion of our economy will continue to be an essential part of our economy. But the growth, where Alaska could go, are in these emerging areas that our own state's comprehensive economic development strategy says this is where the future will be. We need to skate to where the puck is going. And while we will continue to invest very heavily in taking care of our current economic engines, these emerging sectors are the future of our economy. And the Innovation Council is the convening place to bring together the key leadership, the key resources, public and private, to be able to identify, prioritize, and implement the actions that would support that direction. This bill is essentially modeled after the Oregon Innovation Council. If you wanted to see what this might become over time, they started off with the same initial legislation that's here in order to create that convening power, and from that they then leveraged it into creating the economic engine that has fostered a lot of the economic growth there. It's also modeled after the work that, if you look at Alberta and you look at Calgary and realize what an economic engine they've become for Canada, that this model of how they brought together public-private partnerships to lean into the emerging sectors is what took Calgary, a place that if you go back almost 10 to almost 15 years ago, what had lost 35% of their key oil, gas, and mining brain trust, their leaders, their engineers. They were a place that had stagnated, was in decline. And they embarked on this same strategy of identifying the innovation opportunities, the partnerships with the universities, the talent that was in their own communities, and they created an alignment that has now turned those communities into an economic leader in North America. When we think of innovation, entrepreneurship, job growth, and new business creation, people will look to what's going on in Alberta. And what you see there is an economy that was like Alaska's, remote, Arctic, natural resource dependent, and they've built on that success to create a future economy. I want to create that same convening space in Alaska.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to go to public testimony on HB 34 off Alaska Innovation Council. And if anyone would like to submit written testimony, they can do so by emailing us at house.finance@aklag.gov. I don't see anyone in the room who would like to testify. Ms. Jacqueline Summers, did you want to say anything during public testimony regarding HB 34?
Yes, I would be happy to provide some testimony. You know, just again, there's this unbelievable opportunity to be able to look at the future for Alaska, but we need to have a guiding group that does that. What I'm finding is that there's a lot of efforts in the state to do this work, but they're not working together and they're not aligned and using the efforts to move toward a common goal. And so this would be so instrumental so that we're not like doing a scattershot approach, but rather really having a focused effort that would have traction and succeed. So I really strongly believe that this is necessary, and I appreciate the opportunity to tell you so. So thank you.
Great, and thank you. And you are the executive director of the Health Testbed Innovation Enterprises in Anchorage. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. I also do some consulting, but yes, I have two roles presently.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any questions for Ms. Summers? Okay, seeing none, is there anyone else who would like to testify? Seeing none, I'll go ahead and close public testimony on HB 34. And again, if folks would like to submit written testimony, they can do so by emailing us at house.finance@aklag.gov. We'll go to questions on HB 34. Do we have any questions? Representative Galvin.
Thank you, Co-Chair Foster. I just have one question. I know that there are, as was just referred to by Ms. Summers, we do have several organizations and federal programs such as the Small Business Innovation Research and the Economic Development Administration. And my question is how you foresee the Alaska Innovation Council working together with the entity the two entities I've just mentioned to make sure that they're complementing each other rather than duplicating efforts.
Yeah, fair enough. Through the chair, thank you for the question, Representative Galvin. The two that you've mentioned are part of what are probably 12 or 14 similar organizations, Launch Alaska, the different economic development organizations around the state. The programs are all doing important work. This council's convening ability to bring them into the same room, I think, is the essential piece that's missing right now. We have a number of different efforts that each one have grants and program outcomes that they work on, and in the end, it is essential that we link these programs and leverage them as opposed to see any duplication going on. The power of a startup ecosystem comes in being able to help people find the next program or step that's relevant and helpful for them, and to then help them take those steps. So it really is about building an ecosystem as opposed to trying to replicate anything else that's happening. There is no convening going on right now. This is in some ways analogous in a loose way, but I say this with some trepidation, you know, with the convening importance that we used to see with AWIB, where we recognize that workforce development efforts all individually are good, but until you know, bring them together to link and leverage their efforts, they will all do good individual work, but will miss the ability to make sure that they're not duplicating one another, and more importantly, that we understand how to connect them together so that our high school students can move smoothly into dual credit programs, can move into post-secondary training programs, and those that have received apprenticeship or military training find pathways back in if they want to do a degree completion. That stepwise pathway for people in lifelong learning isn't really any different than the pathways we need to create for business development, and it requires the same ability to connect those steps together in the programs. But I also hope, in particular with a couple of the programs, and there's three of them that I know right now are in grave danger because of the lack of funding, we're about to lose some of these key essential programs right now. And while we can talk about the importance of not duplicating them, I'm more concerned about the strategic discussion about what happens if we lose them.
Okay. Do we have any further questions on HB 34? Okay. Seeing none, I'll go ahead and set an amendment deadline for Thursday, May 15th at 5 p.m. And if you could submit your amendments to either Mr. Brody Anderson or Ms. Helen Phillips, Representative Holland, any closing comments before we adjourn the day?
Great. Thank you, Chair Foster. I would like to wrap up both topics by just observing that in ecosystems and ecosystem public policy that I've found and learned about, there are generally four places where economic development leadership comes from. It can come in some places from a university and the engine of the university and its ability to create jobs and talent. It can come from industry clusters that form, as we've seen, you know, particularly over in the Triangle in the Raleigh-Durham area, where industry comes together and creates an innovation ecosystem of R&D and development. It can come from a community set of economic development organizations like our ARDRs and our EDOs that come together, like we saw in Alberta, where the community economic development organizations take leadership over their community's economic focus. Or it can come from the state and the government that can step into that space, whether it's the innovation work out of the federal government and DARPA and the Economic Development Administration. In this case in Alaska, of those four pillars, we need in the end to get all four working together, and we need to support all four generating innovation and economic value for our state. And, you know, I don't come here proposing and working with the community with the idea that the state of Alaska needs to be the one that does all this work. But of the four pillars, if you will, this is the one that stands most ready to step into this space to try and provide some leadership. But it is with the intent that we are, in the end, going to be strengthening those other pillars also. So I don't come here suggesting that government is the answer to our private enterprise. I would be the first to jump in front of that bus and suggest that we need to support private enterprise and the creation of private wealth and opportunity. But I believe in this time and this place and where we're at, this is a next step that we can take. But it is a next step that I hope is a journey that strengthens those other pillars at the same time. So thank you for the time today and the opportunity to be here.
Great. Okay, thank you very much. So with that, our next meeting will be this afternoon at 1:30. And at that meeting, we'll have Senate Bill 95. That's the Child Care Assistance and Grants. We'll take public testimony. We also have the Senate Bill 96, Child Care Tax Credits, and we'll also have public testimony for that as well. So if there's nothing else to come before the committee, we'll go ahead and adjourn out at 9:39 a.m. Thank you.